He said to them, "You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile. But God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean."
So you can see that it was at that point that Peter fully got the revelation of what God had shown him. The Spirit of God is available to be received of him because of what Jesus Christ did. And we'll see that because Cornelius was willing, Peter preached the gospel to them, and these people started speaking in tongues. The Spirit of God came upon them. The people who were supposedly called unclean suddenly received the Spirit of God. And it was a shocking thing, because most of the time when you talk about the water and the Spirit that Jesus Christ told Nicodemus about, the things that people like Peter were used to was they would preach the gospel to somebody. When somebody receives Jesus Christ and repents of their sins, then they will baptize the person, and then they will begin to pray for the Spirit of God to come upon them. But in the case of Cornelius and his household, the Spirit of God just broke out, because Jesus Christ does not condemn anybody. It's like it was the perfect scenario for the power of the sacrifice to be manifest amongst the people who were called unclean, and they were now going to move by the Spirit of God. And then when they began to speak in tongues and say things in the Spirit, that the natural flesh, that which is spirit is spirit, and that which is flesh, the natural flesh could not understand what the Spirit was saying, but they were just flowing in the Spirit. The fire of God came upon their life, and they began to speak in tongues and begin to express themselves in the Spirit. And Peter was so shocked. This was not the module they were used to. Change had come now. Okay, these people have received the Spirit of God. They are now operating as spirit beings. They are now moving by the Spirit of God. What stops them from being baptized? And then Peter begins to baptize them. They were all baptized. And this is a great story that I want us to see as we go back up to being born of the Spirit and being born of the water. Because the water is what cleanses us. It cleanses us of our sins, of our infirmities. It cleanses us of our guilt, our condemning ways. I'm telling you, maybe even the people that we were involved in doing the wrong things would be like, "Oh, that one, they've not changed. They did this 2 days ago with me." Even though they are saying that in the external, because we have allowed the Spirit of God to work in us and allow the cleansing power of Jesus Christ to cleanse us, that is not the record that is said concerning you and I. And for Cornelius, that was how it was instantly. The natural realm of operations of the Jews was always superior. They were called the clean, right? And Nicodemus kind of felt that too, I guess. But that was not God's pattern. He came for the unclean. He came for the unclean. So this is a whole different gospel. It was a whole different gospel that Jesus Christ was presenting to Nicodemus. And in the natural sense, it was hard for him to receive it. In the truth of what Jesus Christ did is that all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We were all unclean, and we all needed cleansing. And it's amazing, when Jesus Christ was crucified, there was water. When he was on that cross, remember the cross? On that cross, after Jesus Christ had given up his spirit, when his side was pierced, what came out?
Water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Water to cleanse us. And then his blood upon the earth, a new DNA for us to operate and function in the Spirit. So it is a powerful truth to go back into understanding what happened for us on that cross, that he was trying to tell Nicodemus to remember how it was for Moses and the Israelites when they were beaten by the snake and they were asked to look upon the snake up on the cross, and some rejected. Even in this day, I will give myself and I'll be on that cross and I'll offer you my cleansing power by the water that cleanses you. I will offer you my DNA, my blood, so that you come into a new existence and begin to operate in the spirit. And yet some will refuse it. I will see this pattern throughout scripture. I'm going to be sending us scriptures about the water and how it started with Noah. You'll see that scripture said at the time Noah was the most perfect person. He was perfect in his genealogy. That means his bloodline was clean. And you may ask, why was he so special? He was special because at the time, people were having sexual relations with fallen beings. And so they were producing the Nephilims. You see that in Genesis 3, they were producing the Nephilims. And those who had the Nephilim DNA were giving birth to giants at the time. And in all of that, only Noah had a perfect genealogy. And God wanted to preserve that genealogy. And so he asked Noah to build the ark. And of all things, what did he do? It was the water. He sent the flood to wash them. To wash them with the water. It washed away. Noah stood there day in, day out, operating in faith and building this ark, and they were making jest of him. Nobody was willing to see this mighty act and say, okay, I want to be a part of this. Nobody was willing. Nobody's ever willing. That's why it's remarkable that you and I are willing to go deeper. And then what happened? The flood came. It was a spiritual cleansing that took place to preserve that DNA. Remember Jesus Christ on the cross, the water and the blood, the DNA of Jesus poured out. So Jesus Christ first cleanses us. He cleanses us by the water and then his DNA. Jesus Christ was born. Mary gave birth to Jesus, but the DNA of Jesus was of God. It wasn't a human DNA. He had the DNA of God. Even though he came in flesh so he could redeem flesh. And so the water is to wash away the deeds done in the flesh. And you'll be like, okay, is this what the baptism means? He goes farther deeper. He goes farther, deeper and deeper still. Yes, it is what the baptism is, because you are buried with him. When he took all that sin of us, we were buried with him in the water. We died with him. And then when we rise up into a new life, into a new existence with him. And that's that was the purpose of Noah being preserved, to rise up into a new genealogy and to begin to propagate after the image of the DNA, the original DNA of man, not after the image of the fallen angels anymore. So that there will be no seed of the Nephilim in the new breed that the Lord was establishing on the earth. And so it is for you and I. When Jesus Christ came upon the earth, he had to send in a forerunner. He was John the Baptist. He was baptizing, showing that you're required to be cleansed, to be buried, and rise into a new life so that you can operate in the spirit and carry a DNA of God, a DNA of the spirit, because God is spirit. We relate with God in the spirit. He is spirit. So Jesus Christ released upon the earth a DNA that enables you and I to move like the wind. The ways of the flesh will never understand. When Peter received that revelation from heaven, he could not understand it, because in the flesh, They were the clean ones. They did not eat anything unclean. So it didn't make sense in the flesh. But as he trusted the Lord and began to move by the Spirit and do as the Spirit leads him, revelation began to flow and his eyes began to understand. And he stood up to talk there as if he already got everything figured out. At that point, in that verse 28, he knew this was exactly God. This was what God was showing him, that nobody he calls clean should be turned unclean in the flesh. So we got to move past the flesh and step into the Spirit and begin to operate with the Father in the Spirit and allow revelation to flow. Because after all this cleansing work, there's a lot to be done in the Spirit. There's a lot to be done in the Spirit. And before, I just want to wrap this up briefly in Ephesians 5:25, when God was giving an instruction, basically it was Paul giving this instruction, when he said that husbands should love their wives just as God loved the church and gave himself for her, that he may cleanse her, the church, you and I, by washing us with water by the word. A life in the Spirit is a constant washing. Washing by the word. So it's the act of baptism is just one process where we are bringing our soul into agreement. We're bringing our body into agreement with the spiritual stance we have taken, the choice we have made with Jesus. But continuously in our ongoing process, as a spirit being, we are to constantly wash ourselves in the water of the word of God. That Jesus Christ may present you and I a glorious church, not having spots or wrinkle or any such thing, but that you and I should be holy and without blemish. So when John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world and gave his only begotten son, that so whosoever believes in him will not be condemned, but have everlasting life. Jesus loved us and gave us this life. This life that he has, he came to give us so that the old is gone.
Amen. Amen.
And that is the cleansing portion that goes on as we continue to spend time in the revelation of the word. It is Jesus. Remember, Jesus Christ is the word. So all of this that we keep reading and going over and over again, it is Jesus Christ cleansing us. Amen. It is Jesus' arrival right now. The cleansing work is ongoing. It is him doing the cleansing from all the indoctrination and all the belief systems that we have acquired over time. Jesus Christ is cleansing us with his word. As we're reading his word, we're like, what is this? What does this mean? He's cleansing us. He's bringing understanding. He's bringing revelation. We're like, whoa, God. So right now, even as we gather like this, Jesus Christ is still present right here. He's cleansing you and I with this word that we're reading. But we need to take time to keep spending time in the word. We have to keep applying the power of Jesus to cleanse us in our lives daily. The word is continually cleansing us. This is why God told us to step up. He tells us to step up, to be that light upon the hill. Because as he cleanses us, as he sees us being cleansed and transformed and becoming less blemished and with less spots, we shine so bright for others to see the light and walk in it. Amen.
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 We're still going to continue with this whole cleansing and by the Spirit and expound. But at this point, you know, I just want all this revelation to just sink in. That right now we are being cleansed by the word. That's why we get stronger and stronger. That's why we begin to do things differently. We begin to take matters, we handle matters of the flesh differently. We begin to think differently. You know, our mindsets are changing. All the indoctrination that are earthly. Because like Nicodemus and like Peter, these were patterns they were used to that seemed normal. They were the clean ones. They were the special ones. But then all of a sudden, there's these people who are also special. They are also clean because they choose Jesus. That was all it take, and they began to operate as spirit beings. They began to speak in the spirit. So speaking in tongues is just one gift. And there's so much more. As we continue to operate in the spirit, we'll begin to move like the wind. Move like the wind. Nobody knows where you're going, where you're coming from. They can't understand how you are acting in the flesh, but you are moving by the power of the spirit. I'm telling you, even the disciples, so many of the disciples were so upset with Peter. They were so upset with Peter for going to preach to the unclean people. Uh-huh. It's a weird thing. It's you would expect more, but it just goes to show you the indoctrination of the earth and why you should not hold on to religious things or what people have said because they believe a certain way, but just go into the word and let the word cleanse you. Because Peter, that was Peter's revelation. Nobody else had that revelation. This was remarkable, guys. Like it was remarkable. He was breaking the norm. He was doing something really, really wrong in the eyes of the religious people at the time. Even the people that were walking with Jesus, even the ones that knew Jesus, the disciples, it was something that was they didn't agree with. So, there is no condemnation unto you and unto me in this new walk with God, in this walk in the Spirit. We will just be led of the Spirit, and we will see how we begin to move in and out of God's kingdom. Just like Peter was able to see what was in that realm and then go to manifest that in the life of Cornelius and his household. This is what we're called to do. This is a life we're called to lead. Amen. We'll just pray. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity. Jesus, we thank you for this revelation of your word.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, we thank you because you are right here. You rest mightily within us. And by coming here like this and gathering to allow the word wash us, we truly believe that we are called into a new walk with you, into something that the earth has not seen, into something that is strange even to the circles we belong to. Because we are choosing to walk in your pattern and not in the ways of the flesh anymore. Because we recognize that which is flesh is flesh and that which is spirit is spirit.
Yes.
And so we come to you and allow the revelation of your word to wash all the spots and blemishes of the flesh away from us. So that you can present us blameless and spotless without wrinkle before the Father. So that we can be placed upon a lampstand and be a light that will shine your glory for others to see and glorify you, God. That is the purpose of our existence, God. We ask, O Lord, that through the revelation of your word, through the cleansing power of your water right now, the waters of your kingdom, the waters of your word, that right now we are being cleansed of every belief system and indoctrination that keeps us in condemnation, that keeps us restricted in our operations as spirit beings, God. We present, Lord, every part of our being, spirit, soul, and body, over to you, Holy Spirit. And we ask that like the winds, you will move in us, that we will see what the Father is doing and express it on the earth. That we will be a channel of your kingdom, God. That will be a channel of your kingdom upon the earth, Lord.
Amen.
You are the God of all heaven, Lord. And you have created us and placed us in this place, in this season, God, that we may have dominion. These are the crowns we desire to place before your feet, Lord Jesus. This is a conscious choice we are making to say yes to you. And we are commanding that our soul and body will come into alignment with our union with you in spirit, God. Come into alignment with what the Spirit of God is saying and doing within us right now. Cause us to think differently, to act differently, to move differently. To be led by your spirit, to have encounters with angels, to have encounters with God, to see what you're showing us right now, right here, and to be able to do it on the earth, to be a memorial to you, Lord, in your kingdom, God. May we be that sacrifice that is holy and pleasing unto you, God. May the purpose for which Jesus Christ was lifted upon that cross be fully made manifest in us. Because today we are the ones that look to the fullness of that cross. The nail-pierced hands. The crown of thorns. The floggings. The insults. The drinking of the vinegar, all of that. And even when you gave up your spirit, the piercing on your side that reveals your blood and your water out of you, showing that here and now earth has been redeemed. As many as will look upon this water, upon this blood, upon the sacrifice on the cross, will be saved. They are no longer unclean. They are no longer common. They are no longer ordinary. No longer ordinary. We are all the same in your eyes. Nobody has a superior position in you. The mother of John and James, the disciples, came and were seeking positions left and right. But you said no. None of them could have that. It wasn't about positions. The flesh will always seek things in the flesh. But we are saying no, because to all that is flesh, you have placed death upon them. We're not of those that doubt you. We believe you. We look to you. We believe in your saving power and your saving grace. We believe in the full package of what all of that means. Right now, we are being transformed into a purer image of God, a truer image of God, a brighter reflection of God, who is a light, pure light, without a trace of darkness, so that like Jesus Christ, we can say that there is no darkness in us.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.